That song was A Mask, The Approach, right here in the Pure Sound Underground on the all-new KGRG 89.9 FM. And we got The Approach right here.
Yo. Oh, there it is.
There we go. There's hope yet.
You may be DJs.
Yeah, they can almost be a radio jockey.
Eventually.
That's all you got to know, just how to push the button. The right button. You know, it's kind of like a lady, you know, you got to be sure you push the right buttons.
I got a listener caller, asking a question for you guys, actually, specifically. He's listening, and he wanted to ask The Approach how they got started.
Ooh.
Good question. It was at the ladies' store, and he came in looking for a dress because he cross-dresses, and they just started talking. Is that right?
And I said, my brother needs a girlfriend. Actually, that's Jeremy and Sam. They pretty much got together first.
Yeah, we had this jam spot that we shared with another one of our friends, and then we couldn't pay for it, so we went and grabbed our crap, left the key, bounced.
Yeah, we just had to leave.
And then we started jamming at Joe's house, and then I heard Joe sing and spit, and I was like, you guys, awesome.
Hopefully more singing than spitting.
Yeah. All the time.
And then we just started jamming, and it just took off.
Sweet, yeah. It sounds awesome, actually, what you're doing. And yes, you can spit.
Yeah.
So,
suffering suck attach.
And he's good looking, too.
So where you guys actually practice at then? Where's the location?
It's really funny. I lived in this house in Tacoma, like right by 6th Avenue. And then that's when we started jamming, like having our practices. Then I moved out, but we ended up still jamming there like for the year in the basement just because the house kind of rotated with friends.
Okay.
You know, so we always had friends that were living there that enjoyed our music. It wasn't a big deal to them to have us jam there once a week, you know. It's really funny because now Jeremy moved in there. He's in my old room from when the band first started, and now I just recently moved back there.
Just a full circle, isn't it?
So it's like, it's so funny because this house is like not leaving the circle of friends, and we are so lucky to have a spot to where we can actually jam.
See, I think there's a song somewhere in there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hey, what'd you have, JP, you were going to ask?
I was just going to ask, like, how did you guys really develop your sound, like, as far as having that kind of fusion between, like, rock and hip-hop and all of that, I guess?
Well, like, pretty much me and Sam, we listen to, like, actually, all of us listen to everything. Like, if you see me right now, I got a DSI tattoo on my left arm and a hieroglyphics tattoo on my right leg. So we just pretty much, like, just got inspired by all our different influences. Me and Sam used to play a lot of death metal and whatnot. We just started jamming reggae and then started, like,
mixing. That's like
it
a
together.
Huge turn 180 right there.
Yeah. Me and my brother always listened to reggae growing up, like Shabba Ranks, Maxi Priest. Obviously, Bob Marley. Our parents, like, influence us on that kind of stuff. Blah, blah. Like, when I got older, I listened to, like, in high school, like, I was listening to, like, Taking Back Sunday and Postal Service and, like, just this weird array. And then I really got into 311. And then 311 just stuck on me, man. And then we've always listened to, like, hip-hop. Me and my brother, we grew up in L.A.
Yeah.
So we've listened to Jurassic 5, A Tribe Called Quest.
I love A Tribe Called Quest.
The Far Side. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And so I think when you have a super passion to the type of music you listen to all the time, you just incorporate it without even knowing when you're jammed. Every, like, metal riff we have or, like, harder song we have, it's Sam's guitar. But this guy's weird because then he can make some R&B lovey-dovey song. You're like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Weird.
Is this weird?
Yeah.
You got anything? You got anything, Nita G? You want to say anything?
Nita G just made it in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
She's here.
She's been standing here for the last 10 minutes. So.
Yeah.
breathing down my neck.
Yeah, I'm just so happy to see everybody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make it in time for you guys to be here.
I like your gloves.
You can't see them, but these are some, like, black and purple gloves.
Yes, they're are.
Do they have the being able to use your phone? Is that what that is?
No, I wish.
Those pads.
Oh, yeah, I have those. Those are cool.
You know, I sell those, you know, if you want some clothes.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Doesn't fit.
So speaking of influences, like, what are some guys that you guys like locally, like some bands that you really look up to in town or like and appreciate?
None. We're the best. No, I'm just kidding.
Typical band.
Yeah. There's two bands that we used to listen to, brother and I, that he actually got me into. One of them was Cause, and then that kind of spawned off into a band called the Northwest Suns. One of our friends, Rusty, that works at Guitar Center, was like, you're starting a reggae band like 4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And this is when me and Jeremy were like barely getting in the scene. Like, we haven't even played a show yet. you know. He was like, you should go check out my friends, Mighty High. They have a show, like, next week. Literally became friends with Mighty High instantly. So they've been in the scene for a while, and I would say I look up to them, you know. Band called Positive Rising. They're older than us. Been in the game a lot longer than we have. Definitely look up to them.
Switching gears, what kind of vibe do you guys get from your fans? Like, do you get any, like, creepy ones, like crazy fan stories, or is it, like, all chill? And, like, describe that crowd.
All of our fans, it's crazy. Like, someone, I said to somebody the other day, I'm like, we hang out with every single one of our fans.
Yeah.
So, like, we had a show at Jazz Bones, our CD release party, and there was, like, I think a little over 400 people there. And I could, every single person there I've hung out with or had a beer within the last month. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. Like, all of our fans and are literally our friends. So, I mean, we're not freaking Macklemore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have, like, this huge following of fans.
You could
our
be.
Fans are our friends and family.
And what's cool is
you guys going to get Macklemore to, you know, what's get on your next album?
I don't know. I don't think we have enough money, dude.
But you might have enough weed.
He's super about local music, you know? I mean, he just blew up
in
the
local,
past couple years. You know, so.
Yeah, independently, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
So he's all about it. Cool. Power to him.
Yeah. Well, we're on the subject of, you know, different bands. I was actually kind of curious, you know, I like to hear kind of experiences of the past. Like, what are some of your favorite venues you guys love to play? You know, obviously you guys love Louis G's.
Right.
Since we were just talking about that.
Louis G's and Jazz Bones, man.
Yeah.
Like, every single time we've played there, the sound is good. Shout out to Zach, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dano. He shows us a lot of love. Tony V's and Everett.
Tony's
is,
awesome.
Is, yeah. The bee's knees, man. Yep. Like, those guys treat bands like
local punk rock
they
over there
be
never.
Treated, you know what I'm saying? Like, they treat
like we're their
Jazz
kids.
Bones, Louis G's, Tony V's treat bands how they need to be treated. I'm just saying that, like, from experience and being new guys that aren't in the scene, they are just no bull. You know,
yeah.
They're just straight up with you, let you know the deal, and that's it. And they show us a lot of love and support. So, yeah, those are the three venues that I've always shown us love.
Sweet. So we got another song, Weed Song. I don't know if we need to get too much in about what this is about.
No, it's pretty basic.
Is it about picking weeds out of the grass, you know?
Yeah.
It's about yard work.
Yeah. me and Jeremy are Mexican, so we had a bunch of yard workers.
This is the sixth song on the track, or on the album.
You
can
I
don't know why I keep
good
wanting
job.
To say track. I am just losing my mind today. I'm kind of in the whole, like, December holiday, whatever, fog. It's been weird.
You just can't count.
Did you not go
no,
running
I could count.
This
I did the counting right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was right, yeah.
Next time, Jeff's going to be on Sesame Street.
It was this many.
Hey, the next...
Six
the,
weed song.
The next CD, we'll put numbers next to it.
Making it easier for us. Okay, cool.
Anyway, here it is, a Weed Song, The Approach, right here to Puget Sound Underground, 89.9 FM.
Yo!
Woke up this morning and I gave Mary a kiss. I said I love her so damn much, but she always dries my lips. So I went downstairs and I opened up my fridge, trying to find me a cool beverage just to quench. Just smoke weed. I'm not a criminal, said I'm just free. I'm not a criminal, just love the mighty sea. I'm not a criminal, I just smoke weed. And when I smoke, it make me feel so irate. And when I smoke, I like the feeling inside me. I'm so glad that there is beside me. I'm not a criminal, I just smoke weed. And since he always make the world go round, and bring me up and never bring me down. And when I'm low, let me to higher ground. So roll up that slave, and I'm gonna sit around. Sensation in me now. I love the burn one down. Puts my head so high up in the clouds. I'm steady sailing, my mind ocean bound. I'm not a criminal, I just won't be. And since he always make the world go round and bring me up and never bring me down. And when I'm the left, they do higher ground. So hold up, that's big, and I'll be around.
Local, loud, and all about you. KG.